edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present the song titled Indonesia Pusaka, performed by Gustin Arfiana and accompanied by the Sight of X Keroncong Orchestra. Indonesia Pusaka, composed by Ismail Marzuki, reflects the pride of being born in a strong nation, recognized by others as a country rich in natural resources and ultimately the place where one will rest until their final breath. The lyrics Indonesia Tanah Air Beta are words that have deeply resonated with the hearts of the Indonesian people. Well, listener, here is Gustin Arfiana featuring the Sight of X Keroncong Orchestra with the song Indonesia Pusaka.
Indonesia. Listener, here is quote of the day. To reach something, one must fight for it. It's like picking coconut up on the tree. You do not wait until it falls, like a ripe durian. A quote by Muhammad Nasir. And listener, Muhammad Natsir is an Indonesian scholar, fighter, politician, and religious figure. He was the prime minister in the era of 1950 and 1951, and a Masyumi organization figure and a freedom fighter. He is known for his politeness, intelligence, modesty, care, and persistence. And listener, that's quote of the day. So everybody, the whole world knows about our nutritious meals program, and according to the Presidential Communication Office, the program has received international recognition after Indonesia also joined the School Meals Coalition. Spokesperson of the PCO, Hariko Wibowo Satria, in a statement here on Saturday said that the School Meals Coalition is an international coalition of over 100 countries, UN institutions, research institutions, and universities that promote school meal programs worldwide. And apparently the role of research and development by higher education is expected to provide science-based solution to overcome the challenge of improving the nutrition of children and mothers in Indonesia. And for this reason, the PCO loaded the commitment to establish the National Center of Excellence for the Free Nutritious Meal Program at IPB University. And according to Satria, the collab between ministries, government agencies, and universities, and of course international development partners, should be commended because it can ensure that the program, the Free Nutritious Meal Program, can reach its target beneficiaries.
Bangku kosong sisi jendela, saksi bisu antara kita. Saat waktu luangkan kita, kita lupakannya. Terbawa cerita, berbagi bersama, canda tawanya yang tarinya.
Bagaimana aku tahu ada arti di balik kata mata itu, bukanlah sekedar tata mata biasa.
Akhir cerita ini bisa jadi berbeda. Pisahkan kita, ku teringat semua tentang kita di tempat biasa, berbagi cerita, canda ceria dengan dia. Cerita kita
bisa jadi luar biasa.
Mungkin akhir cerita kita
tetap jadi teman biasa
yang luar biasa. Cerita, cerita yang membawa rasa, rasa yang bisa jadi nyata, bisa jadi luar biasa.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Biarkan diriku
Well, listener, that was enough with Akhirnya Ku Menemukanmu, or Finally I Find You. And Indonesia nowadays is actually trying to explore to find a collaboration in blue carbon management. Reported by AntaraNews.com, listener, the Indonesian Environment Minister Hanif Faisal Norovic and Canadian Minister of International Development Ahmed Hussein recently engaged in discussion regarding possible cooperation on blue carbon management. And Ahmed Hussein said during the meeting, he expressed the appreciation for the collaboration between the two countries, especially in environmental sector. But he also outlined several steps taken by Indonesia to address various environmental issues, including waste management and air and water pollution, as well as carbon potential. And on the same occasion, he also discussed the potential to expand the scope of collaboration between the two countries, including bilateral cooperation.
Wajahmu cerah membuatku tersenyum senang. Indah dunia, tentu saja kita pernah mengalami perbedaan. Kita lalui, tapi aku merasa jatuh terlalu dalam cintamu. Ku tak akan berubah, ku tak ingin kau pergi.
Bersama. dive into the pristine beauty of Indonesia, where every path leads you to unspoiled beaches and natural wonders. Let's join hands to maintain clean and inviting surroundings that welcome us at every turn. Together, we ensure that the breathtaking landscapes Indonesia is framed for remain enchanting for generations to come.
Featuring Feby Putri with Kembali Pulang or Returning Home. This is one of the songs that you might often stumble upon when you are coming to Indonesian cafes, because well, this kind of song that is played in Indonesia. But I remember that the time we have the, how do we call it, emo song. Yeah, remember My Chemical Romance, Green Day and so on. And in Indonesia we also play the same thing long time ago, but currently with the same vibe. We don't call it emo song, but instead it's more like about healing song, a song that addresses our feelings, our emotions, and our problem. We admit this problem so that we can face it another day. And from that song, listener, we'll bring you again to Ande, but this time we will be talking about Walo Topo. Stay tuned in the Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
people may know Ende for Lake Kelimutu, the three-colored lake with breathtaking beauty. But few people know that Ende has hundreds of different cultures in every region. Therefore, we take you to a tradition village which is located 12 kilometers to the east from the city of Ende, namely Wolotopo village, the city of Argos in Greek story. That's what people may cross through their mind when setting foot in the village and seeing it from the height of about 800 meters above sea level. We are getting amazed after 30 minutes of driving from the city center of Ende. Passing through semi-hot mix road along the coast of Nanganesa with waves and sparkling black sand which have particular charm. Precisely in front of Wolotopo Church, which stands steadily, we begin our journey to the center of traditional kampong. We trace rising paths and pass through village, meeting people with friendliness. They do not hesitate to smile at us while doing their activities. Children are playing and running around, enjoying beautiful moments. Before arriving in the center of traditional kampong, we should meet Bernardus Dei to ask permission. He is Mosalaki or custom leaders in Wolotopo village. He is precisely called Mosalaki Dikasawu, who plays a key role in every traditional processions in the village. The middle-aged man guides us to Nuapu'u or the origin kampung, where Sauria or big houses are situated. There are two Sauria in the village, namely Sau Atalaki and Sau Sue. They are wooden stilt house with rumbia as the roof, with steady rocks arrangement which have existed since the first generation to the seventh.
Rumah ini sudah lapisan ketujuh.
This house is already for the seventh generation. It was not noted yet. This house is symbolic, related to the territory rights of custom law people. It symbolizes working together and unity. This house was built with ritual ceremony.
Every house is inhabited by two tribes. Each tribe only has three heads of families, which means every Sauria is inhabited by six heads of families. Now we take you to enter Sau Atalaki to explore parts of the house. Sau Atalaki has two sides, the left and the right side. Every wooden building side, which is inhabited by two tribes, have three rooms, with each name and function. They are Wajah Buuria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda.
Di dalamnya ada tiga bagian. Yang pertama bagian Buria, setelah Buria Wajah Lulu, yang kedua Wajah Tenda.
Yang there are pertama, parts inside the house.
Itu sesuai dengan
they are
keturunan.
Wajah Buria, Wajah Lulu, and Wajah Tenda. The first one is inhabited by the first child because Bu itself means the oldest. Then there is a place to keep the ancestors' heritage objects. There is also a place for Mosalaki to discuss. In front of the house, there is a place for musyawarah or deliberation and traditional ritual. After that, there are bedroom and kitchen. The position is the same both in the left and the right side.
Begitu pula sebelah kiri dan kanan, sama, sama semua posisinya, seperti hitungannya.
To build and renovate the traditional house, it takes months and even years through various traditional ceremonies which need high cost, at least 2 billion rupiah. That was the total amount revealed by Bernardus Dei. Although most of Wolotopo villagers are plantation farmers, they are willing to pay big amount of funds for traditional affairs. Moreover, their relatives who have been wandering are willing to do that. In 2005, Sau Atalaki was renovated, starting from the making of temporary gubuk or hut to the process of rope yarn spinning, which was arranged with traditional ceremony. The spun rope yarn was used to pull pegs of wood called Tai Telu Lolu. Then people break down the house
and held the traditional ceremony to move their heritage objects to a temporary hut which was built before the ceremony. After it was all done, a ceremony called Lealaku to prevent bad luck during the construction process of the traditional house was held.
Upacara Lealaku itu di mana para tukang dengan
Lealaku ceremony is when construction workers clear location both in kampung and in the forest. They should give food in 4 directions to stay away from bad luck and obstacles. They give offerings to the ruler of the forest before cutting the wood. An animal is given a sacrificed animal. Once it arrives in the last phase of construction, offering is put again to show thanks and gratitude to the ruler of the forest.
After all construction materials are complete, the people do Tenda Sao ceremony. The all-night-long ceremony featured Tandak and Gawi dance. In the morning, people go back to work to put Leke Pera, house pole, with offerings. People say that it has a magical power and it functions as supporting poles for other poles. It is a main pole which will hold back any kinds of disaster. It is in the right side of the house. This process is done for 4 years. There are special days in the process of traditional house construction where all villagers are prohibited to do any activities including waving or doing house chores. The days are considered as purification to make the traditional house sacred.
Telah melakukan pemasangan lekepera, dilanjutkan pemasangan untuk balok untuk buat tenda rumah.
After putting leke pera, putting blocks for the pole is done in 4 days. After that, there are 4 days of purification in which the house owner, construction workers, and all villagers are prohibited to do any activities. The house is fenced with leaves to make it sacred. Within 4 days, activities like weaving and constructing are stopped. They cannot touch the house either. The 4 days off are special for this house purification. After that, the construction begins again in a ceremony.
Although the traditional house is constructed, the people cannot immediately live in the house. There are more series of traditional ceremonies. Before the launching ceremony, in the dusk, precisely at 6, custom leaders does bad luck prevention process again by giving offerings in 4 directions to repel bad spirit in the village, forest, and in the sky. In the evening, the ceremonies of Gola Niyo, Poke Muku, and Gawi Kea are held in Kedak Kanga, which is participated by regional government officials at all Mosalaki in Wolotopo village. Kedakanga is a place where their ancestors did worship with one stone monument named Musumasi. This monument is the center of all spiritual power in Wolotopo village. Besides the stone graves, which have existed for hundreds of years in Kedakanga, the graves will be used as the last eternal resting place for Mosalaki.
Kedakanga, rumah tempat tumja berhala oleh seluruh para Mosalaki.
Kedakanga is a place where Mosalaki worship the adults. The graves have levels. The central circle has a stone monument called Musumase as the center of spiritual power. The stone is worshipped as an idol. People put offering in the upper part to symbolize the sky and in the lower part to symbolize the earth. The stone monument is buried by Mosalaki in a kampung center called Pusenua in Liyo language.
In the end of the series of ceremonies, all people and Mosalaki do Tandak and Gawi dance accompanied with Golamba traditional music to show gratitude for the smooth construction of Saoria. That's the culture and tradition in Wolotopo traditional village. A traditional village with hundreds of ceremonies which are still maintained. A village with megalithic site which is still preserved until today. Hopefully, This information can broaden your insight about the cultural diversity in Ende, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara, Indonesia.
Smile. Malawi is a typical snack from Bhutan. The snack is not sold in public. Generally, kambawe is served during family events or festivity, for example, during Eid al-Fitri or the celebration of Muslims. Kambawe is cooked in large portion and it will be given by a host to his or her neighbors. The host will also feed the guests who come to his or her house. This tradition symbolizes the hospitality of the host. To appreciate the kindness and hospitality of the host, the guests will voluntarily give the host some money. Making kambawe is simple. Firstly, we must clean the corn husks thoroughly. We need to separate the corn from its husk thoroughly. The husk will be used to mold the cake. Afterwards, we must prepare the main ingredients such as 50 baby corns, brown sugar, and grated coconut. Thirdly, we must grate the baby corns or blend them smoothly. After completing the batter, the next step is to mix the corn batter with brown sugar and grated coconut. Then mix the batter evenly. After that, pour the batter into the husks. Lastly, steam the kambawe. Finally, kambawe is ready to serve. Kambawe is rich in taste. The taste can be savory and sweet. Enjoying kambawe will be more flavor with chili paste and fish soup.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indah, kau membuat diri.
listener, that is Gita Gutawa with the song Sampurna or Perfect. Of course, we believe that nothing is perfect in this world. So we would like to invite you to tell us, well, yes, fire it, listener. For the short, tell us what we need to improve in our program to our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, to Instagram, TikTok, VOI _ official, and also to our email address, voilisteners@gmail.com. I wish that by telling us what we need to improve, we will be able to bring you more stories and also better stuff only for the listener. And of course, our broadcast is still going on VONS.ID and also the application RRE Digital. But by the way, it's lunchtime. I think I'm going to have lunch now. And my colleague Ray will be in here with you for the next 6 hours. Still on VONS.ID and also the application RRE Digital. So I'm Steve. I'm going to say thank you very much for listening. Please do something good for people today and stay tuned on RRE World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Bermacam wajah hinggap di hidupku, beragam cinta pada hirung hatiku terdalam.
Cantiknya rupa semua jadi salah, indahnya raga waktu berubah jadi tak sempurna. Dan akhirnya yang ku jamba kecantikan di jiwa. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Keinginan dan rasa tak asik pentingnya meski tanpa bicara. Dan akhirnya cinta ada dalam dirinya. Sebenarnya cinta yang takkan larut oleh hujan tiba. Dan engkau lah yang ku jumpa. Jiwa kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Kenyataan dan rasa tak arti pentingnya meski tanpa bicara.
Berpegang tangan bersama, berjalan berdua hingga akhir masa kita.
Saling menjaga di hati, rindu dan mencari sampai saat kita tua.
Akhirnya bermakna.
Kenyataan dan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara. Kematangan cinta yang akhirnya bermakna. Kenyataan dan rasa saat di sampingnya meski tanpa bicara.
jiwaku Terhidupku berjalan bertua Kita jadi tua bersama
of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Festival Jenang Solo 2025 aims to boost tourism. Petrokimia Gresik commits to supporting national sugar self-sufficiency. And now the news in details. The first news. The city of Solo held the 14th annual Festival Jenang Solo on February 17, 2025, featuring the theme Mustika Jenang Nusantara to showcase and preserve Indonesia's traditional Jenang. The event attracted large crowds as 10,000 portions of Jenang were distributed, highlighting the dish's cultural significance and variety across the archipelago. By promoting local culinary heritage, the festival aims to strengthen Solo's appeal as a cultural tourism destination. The second news. PT Petrokimia Gresik, a subsidiary of PT Pupuk Indonesia, is committed to supporting national sugar self-sufficiency through the expansion of the Makmur program. On February 5, 2025, the company signed a memorandum of understanding with PT Sinergi Gula Nasional, PT Raja Wali I, and PG Candi Baru to enhance sugarcane productivity since 2021. This collaboration has covered more than 60,000 hectares of sugarcane plantation, with a target expansion of up to 190,000 hectares across various regions in Indonesia. And that was the news. Hello, Voice listener and the listener of wherever you are. Make sure to always listen to Indonesia Today and welcome to the next segment of Indonesia Today with me, Ray, where I'll be accompanying you for the next 6 hours, providing you with news, information, and also entertainment from Indonesia to the world. And so, without any further ado, let's begin today's broadcast with a song from The Masif, Rosa featuring David Noah with Pernah Memiliki or Used to Have.
Apakah kau baik-baik saja? Tuhan, ku hanya ingin tahu kabarnya. Di bawah bulan purnama, kita pernah berjanji bersama sehidup semati. Temani aku di sini, namun apa daya tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.